from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. And tonight we have our producer as well. You don't rile Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
We're ready to roll. Live right here in the studio with me, I have Walter Skip Claypool, a Ford County Commissioner, and a fellow who has really done his research, an expert in the area of NOAACA, which is Ohio's version of Agenda 20, well, was 21, now it went to 2030, and now they're taking it to 2025. They're trying to speed things up. But it's bad. It's right from the pit of hell, and we're going to be talking about that tonight. Welcome to the program, Skip.
Thank you, Ernie.
Okay. We're going to pick it up here tonight in our scripture where we left off. The title of the message was, Their Pride Has Made Them an Abomination Unto the Lord. Their pride has made them an abomination to the Lord. And we've been talking about, you know, the what they call LGBTQ Pride Month. And God calls this thing an abomination. He refers to homosexuals five times in the Bible as dogs, okay? He tells you King David said that not to touch him, instructed his men not to touch him. So what God has called an abominable thing, in which we read the Hebrew, one of the old Hebrew definitions of sodomy is the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. And yet there are people, and the young people in the public schools, they're being taught that it's a good thing to show love by accepting what God has called unclean, what God has called an abomination. And so yet it's being forced upon the young people, our society, by the so-called woke system out there. And they use words like diversity to promote the most vile acts of sin. Now they want to legalize pedophilia. You know, Skip, I've been in the prison ministry now 50 years, and I have men in there that have been in there for 35, 40 years for crimes like Biden and these others are doing because the Democratic Party is flush with pedophilia. Is flush with pedophilia. You're almost nobody in the Democratic Party today unless if you're a notary, unless you're a pedophile, okay? The Jeffrey Epstein clue. That's just the reality of it out there today. And so we have to, God has called us, he's raised us up. The very fact that we are here right now at this time means he has raised us up for such a time as this. And it's time to push back. Now, we're seeing some of the things happening. We've seen how Anheuser-Busch, when they wanted to shove this on us, okay, people shoved back. Now it's cost them $20 billion, okay? I bet their stockholders love that, huh?
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be some lawsuits coming up. Actually, Target is going to, I just heard Target's going to be getting some lawsuits because of loss of value. And so because of the program that they put together, they've lost their shareholders a lot of value, and there's going to be some class action suits over that.
$12 billion they've lost, and here you've got Cracker Barrel, McDonald's, and Walgreens. Also, now they're kind of laid low. Walmart came out and said they're going to push the sodomy, the LGBTQ, and now they're closing stores all over the place. Okay, they're left and right.
What's so scary is that I mean, where do you go? It's unbelievable. There's, you know, I've got State Farm Insurance. I just discovered State Farm Insurance now is involved with this nonsense. And so what do you do?
Well, I can tell you what I do. I don't go to Walmart. The only way I would go there if there's something absolutely that I can't get anywhere else. And then I go to the mom-and-pop stores, and I'm telling you, I'm saving money. I've been going to a lot of the Amish salvage stores, and we're saving tons of money. Today, I like V8 juice, mm-hmm. All right? Today, we just bought four big bottles of V8 juice for $1.29 for a big bottle. Do you know what that same bottle of V8 juice was? It was $4.39 in Big Bird or Giant Eagle, okay? And three times as much, you know, in Walmart. And so, no, you don't have to go. See, the message they're giving you is, look, all right, new people, you have integrity. All right, you have integrity. We know, we hear this. You have morals and values. But look, come on, we know. If you can save a buck, your money, your pocketbook comes before your integrity. This is what they were telling us. This is what Walmart, this is what Target was telling us. Remember what Satan told God. He said, you take away all the hedges you put around Job and he'll curse you to your face, right? And so, but the people said, no, enough is enough. You crossed the line. You've gone after our children now. You've gone after our children. You've crossed the line. And here, look at this. This is an article right here. Huge success. Thousands and thousands of students are absent from the schools across Canada in protest of Sodomite Pride Month, okay? And so we're seeing the pushback. We're seeing the chickens come home to roost in a lot of these. Now, the Los Angeles Dodgers, Skip, they pretty much told people, look, you Catholics, you got to take a joke. We're going to have these people, these cross-dressers come out, these drag queens, and we're going to blaspheme your God. We're going to blaspheme. And listen, you want the entertainment. You'll come to our games anyhow. Well, you know what? If I knew anyone that would attend one of those games, okay, I would tell them, look, you know, I don't hate you or anything, but you're just not the kind of person I would want anything to do with. Because by attending the Los Angeles Dodgers game, what you just showed me is you've got no morals, no values, you've got no integrity. There's nothing there, okay, that I want any part of. And this is what some of the players are actually
saying. But
then
they call you the hater.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, yeah. I am a hater.
It's because you just don't conform. You're not conforming with society.
That's exactly right.
That's what they want. That's the reason that all these organizations and BlackRock is pushing this nonsense, because the more corporations push this nonsense, the more difficult it is for you and I to go find someplace to go. And I'm like you. I'm searching for local providers that I can go buy stuff from, and I'm not buying from the national chains.
No, I don't
work
either.
As hard as I can to avoid Amazon and Walmart and Target, but it gets getting tougher and tougher, I got to tell you.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, we know that, I mean, right here in this word now, you just talk about conform. Let me read you. This is how I started this message out. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Tell me that verse.
Okay, that is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. And so
I just had somebody the other day, because we were having this conversation, and they said, and they're Christian, and they're going to, well, it's questionable. They're going to a Methodist church. I left the Methodist church. I don't know whether they told you that. But they said, well, I just don't like anybody telling me what to do. I said, like God? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
They're a little bit stuck when you start bringing God up.
Let me do a little bit. For the Free Will Methodist Church, they still pretty much stayed to the gospel. For the most part, the United Methodists, they've gone the other way. Now, there are some Southern United Methodists that still have not apostatized. They're still holding to, but they're a very, very small remnant of what was in the United
Methodist. Well, they do have a global Methodist church now,
yeah,
which is the traditional Methodist church, the John Wesley church, the Bible-believing Methodist church.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching how that unfolds. But the Satan's Methodist church, which I used to go to until they got wacko on me,
Told you they would.
You did too. You told me. What was it, 1 Corinthians?
Yep. Anyhow. So, we're going to pick up where we left off. We're going to pick up tonight. And by the way, let me just say, here's what's coming. In September, the Democrats want to hold the world's largest gathering of LGBTQ, that's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, in the world. They want to hold that conference in Orlando, Florida, September 12th to the 14th, at Pedophile World, okay? And that's formerly Disney World. It's nowadays called Pedophile World because they're embracing that. Anyhow, that's one of the events they're promoting, they're looking forward to. But we're going to pick it up where we left off, and we left off in Psalm chapter 10. Now, this is a psalm of David. And here, David, he starts out with a petition for God to judge the wicked. This is an imprecatory prayer that he's saying. And he says, "Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in their devices that they have imagined." Well, you remember the first of the month, Joe Biden declared all the embassies to fly the sodomite flag, and the next day he took a fall, okay? So the pride came. He said, "Fly that pride flag," and the next day Joe Obama fell upon the stage addressing
the air. He tripped over the pride flag.
Yeah.
So they said it was a sandbag, but it's really a pride flag.
And here's the other thing. Did you hear that? Were you listening to the audio? The people cheered when he fell. Those cadets, they applauded when he fell, okay?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Oh, it was real loud. And the fake news media tried to put that out, but it was loud. "The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined." Now, what are we talking about there? Obviously, it's pride. It's talking about the proud. Verse 3 says, "For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord abhorred." And what's he talking about? See, blessing, what he's doing is he's talking about how wonderful it is to be wicked. And the word for that is called fawning. It's called fawning. And then in verse 4 we read, "The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts." Well, obviously that's atheism, being atheistic. Verse 5, "His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of the sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them." That's being devious. It's called being devious. "He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity." That is, that is, the Lord used the term stiff-necked, meaning stubborn. That's a stubborn people. "His mouth is full," verse 7, "of cursing and deceit and fraud, and under his tongue is mischief and vanity." That's profane. That's being profane. And this is where you get your profanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor." That is being hurtful. "He lieth in wait secretly as a lion, and in his den he lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net." Well, you can kind of compare that with what they're trying to do in the public schools. People that can't afford to get their kids out of the public schools and send them to a private school. Those kids are left, the poor kids in the public schools, they're used for all kinds of things. And that's being deceitful, being very, very deceitful. He croucheth and humbleth himself, and the poor may fall by the strong ones. That's being treacherous. And he hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. That's being delusional. And so because of, I'm going to cut this a little short tonight because we have so much to cover here tonight. And so I want to play a little clip. Are you there, Kyle? Okay, let's go ahead and play that clip because this all has to do with what we're talking about, this diversity and this climate change. Now, they're trying to blame all the fires there in Canada. And by the way, isn't it interesting that New York City, with all their environmental rules, right now today is said to be have the dirtiest air in the entire world. God's got a sense of humor, doesn't he? Okay. So go ahead, and we're going to play a clip talking about how the climate hoax, and this is a hoax. It's a huge hoax, just like the vax was. It was more of a hoax. That was a declared war upon people. That was genocide. And now we saw the teaching of evolution was nothing but another world's largest hoax. So go ahead and play the hoax.
Welcome to TRT World. So we see climate models suggesting a possible return around the world to El Niño weather conditions. What exactly does that mean? What will that look like?
Well, there's a very good chance that global temperatures will increase somewhat this year because of El Niño. Recent warming since the 1980s has been driven by El Niños. I don't think emissions play any role at all. Over the last 8 years, we've emitted 500 billion tons of emissions worth 14% of man-made CO2, and there's been no warming. What causes the warming is the El Niño. As far as we can tell, there's nothing we can do about that. El Niño is a natural phenomenon caused either by volcanic activity under the Pacific Ocean, possibly with some solar contribution, but it's got nothing to do with emissions. So,
can I just stop you there? Because that sounds so interesting that you don't think what exactly has nothing to do with emissions, global warming or what exactly?
Yeah, the warming. The emissions are not warming the planet. We've just had 8 years, I'm sorry, of 500 billion tons of emissions with no warming. That's per, U.S. government data. So obviously, we are told that every emission warms the planet. That is clearly not the case. What we do know warms the planet are these El Niños, and we've had a series of them since the 1980s.
We're having
the most recent.
Go ahead. All right, we're having a little bit of technical problems there. Okay, let's go. Go ahead and give me the break song.
Now, have you seen them flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my backyard recently? Seen them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me? Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacteria that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just 'cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Yeah, it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, you know, the opposition out there, they're calling the mother's group who wants to protect their children from the filth that they're trying to put in the public school system. We saw what happened today in California out there, where the parents showed up because they didn't want their children. And this is why we've been telling you for 50 years, if you love your kids, get them out of the public school, because they didn't want their children being literally indoctrinated with sodomy. You know, God calls it, you know, God hasn't changed. He's immutable, folks. Wake up. God is not going to change. God is not going to be conformed. And, you know, I got the left has got a hard lesson to learn. You know, it's gonna cost them big time. But anyhow, so anyone who stands up for anything that's good, honorable, decent, you're called a hater. Well, you know, here's what the Word of God teaches us. You often hear people say, well, the Bible says to hate the sin but love the sinner. The Bible doesn't say that at all. That's a soundbite you hear from people. The Bible says to love what God loves and hate what God hates, okay? That's what the Bible teaches, okay? There's a big difference between that and the soundbites that you hear out there today. And that's what we do here. That's exactly what we do here. Now, Skip, you've been spending a good part of your life fighting this Nawakam. And Nawaka, folks, we've talked about it many, many times here on the program, about Agenda 21. Basically, it's right from the pit of hell is where it's from. And we're dealing with, well, I guess you'd call it communism, or like communism. It's all pretty much the same thing. So you're here tonight. First of all, what's happening Friday morning? Tell the folks out there about Friday morning.
So Friday morning, for anybody who's interested, and this is across five counties, by the way. So Lorain, Medina, Lake, Geauga, Cuyahoga County. We're going to meet downtown at 13th and Superior. NOACA has got a building. It's got a big NOACA across the top of the building, Northeastern Ohio Area Coordinating Agency. So 13th and Superior. We're going to meet there at 8:30 in the morning. Sign in to speak for those who are interested in speaking, and we're going to attend the board meeting. This is a NOACA board meeting. The NOACA board is made up of elected officials from all those five counties, plus Department of Transportation and the EPA and a whole bunch of cities from Cleveland and the mayor from Cleveland and the county executive from Cleveland. The 53% of NOACA is controlled by Cleveland and Cuyahoga County. But I want to go back and make a correction to your earlier statement about the fact that I've been fighting NOACA for a long time. In 1971, I entered the military, the Air Force. And in 1971, those of us who entered the service during the Vietnam War era were asked to make a statement that we didn't uphold communism, we would fight communism and Marxism in our, no matter where it was. We said an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, which I believe, and I'm a constitutionalist, and I'm a proud constitutionalist. I don't back down from that. And I took an oath to defend this country against communism and Marxism.
Me too.
NOACA is a communist Marxist organization. Make no bones about it. They are a Marxist organization. Marxism being defined as socialism and communism together, and it's the process or the transition from capitalist society to a Marxist or to a communist socialist. Socialist being government control, communist being a leveling of income from each according to their ability to each according to their need. So they're a Marxist organization. That's not a wild accusation. It's easy to see that if you go to their website and see what they claim. Equity, for example, is one of the biggest things they promote. And equity is a betrayal of the oath that people take when they're elected to the Constitution. The Constitution said all men are created equal. It doesn't mean all men are guaranteed the equal outcomes. An equity guarantee is an effort to balance outcomes. And that's what NOACA is all about. It's about balancing outcomes. That's communism. That's a Marxist concept, not a U.S. concept. So I've been fighting all my life against communism, bad government, and it's unbelievable to me that many of the elected officials, even the ones we look up to and we call them Republicans or conservative, they don't really understand the Constitution. They'll take the trillions of dollars of the Biden administration is set aside, and I voted no every time I had the opportunity when an elected official to taking the Biden bankrupt America dollars, and that's what they are. Recently on the mental health board, which I'll be off of this month, I voted no to taking a $1 million grant to update some Metzenbaum houses because it is out of the bankrupt America pool of money.
Okay, the mental health board is not always what people think. They think they're dealing simply with mental health, but they have positions, and they're left-wing positions when it comes to things like, well, like LGBTQ and so on and so forth, right?
Well, I think the Lord has made a statement at some point in time. If you don't stand up and oppose evil, then you support evil.
Right.
Right? And I can't spout the verses. You could probably spout the verses. But if you don't take a position, and in many cases they don't take a position. So we have an organization in Geauga County called SOGI, the SOGI Support Network.
Right.
Okay, and they're negatively influencing our kids to be the alphabet mafia. And so I've tried to get the mental health board, because that, you know, this LGBTQ whatever nonsense is negatively impacting, and nobody can deny this. There's lots and lots of studies on this. If you become LGBTQT whatever, that is not part of God's plan. That is not natural. Your mind is going to reject that. There's going to be a dissonance. And so there's mental health issues resulting from that. And the mental health board, both at the state and at our county level, refuses to face that, refuses to even discuss that. And so that's the problem that I have in the mental health board, is that they're just not stepping up and at least having a rational conversation about the reality of science. There is two genders. Everything else is a psychological condition. But we're off topic. Off, and it's easy for me to get off on that topic.
Yeah.
But as you can tell, I fight a lot of these societal issues, NOACA being one. It is bad government, number one, but it's also an effort to change society. NOACA is about changing our society and our culture in northeastern Ohio. They're a very progressive community. And as you're watching across the nation, there's city after city, large city after large city, is falling into complete disaster. You know, look at San Francisco or Chicago or New York City or
it's being
St.
done
Louis.
On purpose. Our nation's being destroyed.
They're being destroyed.
It's reduced.
And Cleveland is headed in that way because they've got a progressive government. Let the progressive government destroy itself.
Right.
We and the surrounding communities, Geauga, Lake, Medina, and Lorain, need to walk away. We should not allow them to take us down into the sewer and destroy us with them. That's where NOACA wants to go. They want their progressive dream of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, smart city, smart growth, sustainable community, all that nonsense, climate change. They want to do this climate action plan, so on and so forth. All of those things are intended, and they're intentional, to destroy the existing infrastructure and government so they can remake it in a communist Marxist model, and that there's an intentional movement. Now, a lot of the local officials don't understand that because they're dumb. They don't do their homework. They don't understand where a lot of these things are coming from. Here in Geauga County, our commissioners, who we call conservative, just approved a small cities grant. A small cities grant is a HUD grant. HUD is pushing something called small cities. Small cities comes out of smart growth. Smart growth is a United Nations 2030 program. If you talk to people in HUD or if you talk to people in Geauga County and you say all that to them, they have no clue. All they know is there's money.
Right.
The government's going to give them money to do something and to play the game. Now, they don't know what they're taking the money for, what the requirements are, what the strings attached are. All they know is they're being offered the Satan's dollar to do something, and they take the money. They're so interested in taking the money, they'll vote to take it without knowing the downside.
Okay, now, I live in Geauga County out here. Geauga, by the way, the word means raccoon. That's where you live, too. We live in Ramboy. Is that name come to pass? I mean, is that a good name? Because this county is filled with raccoons. But anyhow, I know they're all over my deck every night. But anyhow, I want to really quickly just give for Geauga County, for you folks out there listening, I don't have for all those counties, the five counties, but the three commissioners are Jim Dvorak. Now, you need to write this down because they need to hear from you. You see, they need to hear from you. You can tell them I said call if you want, okay, because they're going to hear from me. Jim Dvorak, Ralph Spitaleri, and Tim Lennon. Now, these people, when they wanted to get elected, they were running for office. Well, they wanted to come to the Tea Party. They wanted us to support them, right?
Yep.
And now they're standing, they're pushing stuff that we're totally against. So, folks, I want you to write this number down. This is the county commissioner's office number. It's 440-279-1660. 440-279-1660. Okay, and you need to call them and let them know you don't want NOACA in our county. We don't want them in here. We don't want any part to get us out of NOACA, to get us out of NOACA. Now, they need to hear from you. If they got maybe 500 to 1,000 phone calls, I think, what do you think, Skip?
I think if they got 500 to 1,000 phone calls, they would search for a change. And by the way, we don't need to just get out of NOACA. We're required by federal law to have an NPO. I don't like it. I think it's unconstitutional. But it is the federal law. Right now, it exists until we can get Dave Joyce removed from office and put somebody in there that's conservative and we change the law. But that said, we can create another MPO. We can separate ourselves from the Metropolitan Planning Organization that we're in, called NOACA, and create one with Lake County. We need to double team Lake County's commissioners and Geauga County commissioners, and there is a way. I've showed them how to do it. I showed them the numbers. We make more money, way more money, forming our own MPO than being part of NOACA. They know this, and yet they're not willing to do it. Why? I don't know. It boggles my mind. Because they think it's going to be a little hard. Well, you know, how hard was it when we took Normandy? How hard was it when we, you know, went into Afghanistan or Iraq or all the things that our founders had to do? Those were hard things to do. This is easy compared to that.
Well, people need to know, because a lot of people out there are saying, well, you know, here, I live in Oregon or I live in California or I live in Idaho. Why should I be worried about this NOACA? Well, NOACA is just the name that the local name here in Northeast Ohio for Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030. It's everywhere. It's in your state too, under different names, isn't it?
Yes. Well, it's and if you were to talk to the team at NOACA, they wouldn't understand what Agenda 21 is. They don't know that. They're dumb about what that is. That comes through the EPA, the Department of Transportation, HUD, all these federal organizations which provide the money. And all the strings and the things you're required to do when you take the money, that's where the Agenda 21 programs get pushed into our communities. All NOACA knows is they're taking the money. So if you say Agenda 21 to them, they don't know. But it's the same thing across the nation, to your point, Pastor. That it's a thing called a Metropolitan Planning Organization. In 1962, under John Kennedy, they created, through the Highway Act, the requirement on the federal part, and again, I think it's unconstitutional, but we've never challenged it, to create, if you have a population over 50,000, to get your 18.5 cents a gallon gas tax back, federal gas tax, you have to form something called an MPO. That's nationally. So if you're in Oregon, Washington, D.C., Indiana, Illinois, it makes no difference. If you've got cities or communities that have a population over 50,000, then you have to have a metropolitan planning organization to receive your federal dollars back. So everybody's got them. And through those MPOs, the federal government pushes these programs. The programs are United Nations oriented 2030, 2021 programs, but nobody calls them that. They call them smart growth. They call them smart cities. They call them other. They give them fancy names so that nobody knows what they're doing. They say, we're going to give you $10 million. You got to implement smart cities. But then you start looking at a smart city, and what does that mean? Well, smart cities are about taking away your liberties. They're about making you live in a small little community that's walkable. Well,
NOACA is also there involved with the World Economic Forum and also the World Health Organization, which are, again, our communist Marxist organization. Now, the interesting thing, too, is because I've been studying them for years, looked up years ago up on their internet, sat in their meetings, sat when they didn't know who I was, okay, and listened to them. And one of their things that they don't talk about openly, but they wanted to depopulate is the global depopulation. I've said in their meetings when they talked about ways of depopulating the planet. And I mean, they really want to depopulate the planet. Now, folks out there, some of the people are telling me, well, you know, things are so bad. I'm so tired. And I hear people complaining. If people won't stand and fight, if they won't stand and fight, do they have any right to complain?
I don't think so.
No. Well,
they have every right to complain. They have a right to free speech and to be lazy and to do all the stuff. But you get what you...
I'm talking about what God's Word, the Bible, says here. From Genesis to Revelation, it says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. So if they fail to resist the tyranny, then that's disobedience to God. They don't... God says you don't really have the right to be disobedient because your rights come from God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't give you a right to be disobedient. He allows you to do that, but it's not a right, okay? It's a mistake. It's a major error. No. So the folks out there listening to us out there, we've warned you on this radio program for 50 years now. 50 years we've told you. Remember when we told you if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. We told you what was coming to your public schools. We told you what they were going to do to them. We warned them, we warned them, we warned. We warned about the vaccines. We warned about these things, this phony climate thing, all the way.